My story starts at March 2009. It is like late March. You know how late March can either be like just fuck off winter, I'm done with you, or like yes, springtime. And it was yes, springtime. Like I woke up and I was in a great mood, and it's just like a random Tuesday or Wednesday. I was working a normie job, so, you know, I got up early and I took my dog, little Frida, to the park, and we were running around looking at trees, and the grass is, you know, shooting up and all the branches are budding, and it was just fucking beautiful. And then I came home and popped my little Baron Baptiste power yoga into the DVD player and did my downward dogs and my sun salutations, and I was ready. And I walked up the stairs into the bathroom and flipped on the light switch, and our light switch controlled one of the outlets in the bathroom. So you flip on the switch and this little gray radio would turn on. And no joke, fucking Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine comes on. And I'm like, yes, this is my jam. And it wasn't like the end of the song, it was the start. You know, like she's checking the mailbox and I'm in the shower and I'm just like, what? And it's just lovely. And while I'm in the shower, I hear the thumps coming down the hall. And it was, you know, thumps of my husband at the time, you know, like a lot of marriages, you know, my best friend, the person that I bought this home with, that my family was so proud of me, because in my family, people just didn't buy homes, and they didn't really get married either, and if they did, it definitely didn't last. And I hear these, like, heavy footsteps, and in addition to him being all the things that I said he was also my oppressor and this bully and this person who, you know, the living room that we had painted, that I had done yoga in, you know, he was the man who, while we were painting, choked me on the steps until I was almost unconscious. And would spit in my face for over a decade whenever he would lose a softball game or I had the misfortune of being in the room when the Ravens lost. Yeah, it was a shit. And he walks into the bathroom and he turns off the lights like he would do. And as the lights turned off and the music's turned off, so did all my joy. And, you know, from the other side of the shower curtain, I start getting this, when are you going to be home? Where will you be? I need you to be at this place at this time. And just berating me and just fucking up my joy. And I'm, you know, in the shower just defeated and, you know, just thinking like, God, you suck. And I'm, you know, reasoning with him on the other side of the curtain, like, I'll be where you want me to be. I'm going to, you know, and he's just getting angry because my tone isn't sparkling enough. And, you know, very benign conversation of him just being bullying and me letting it go and trying to make it okay. And he walks to the light switch and turns it on, and the music turns on, and I don't remember what song it was. But under my breath, I said, God, I fucking hate you. And I thought he was far enough away to have not heard what I said, but he wasn't. And I hear this fast stomping coming back in the bathroom, and he rips open the shower curtain, and I'm face to face with this man who I know in all the ways. And his hands are on my shoulders. And he just throws me back against the wall. And he says, like, if you fucking hate me so much, why don't you fucking leave, bitch? And then he throws me even harder against the wall. And I crumbled and I slipped. And I'm on the bathtub floor, naked. And I look up and he's looking down at me, just like with such hate and such like repulsion at me. And he just walks out, and I turn my face up to the shower. When I was falling, I kind of hit my left shoulder against the faucet, and I'm bleeding a little. And I just stood up and I thought, I think I'm leaving. I think I'm leaving right now. Him saying that to me, telling me, like, why don't you fucking leave? Like, some dare. Like, I wasn't gonna, like, I couldn't do it. And I just dried myself off. And I put my hair in one of those little towels, like a turban, and I walked into the bedroom and I called my boss. And I said, I'm not coming into work for a few days. I have something come up. And, you know, fine. She didn't ask any questions. And I left. And I remember him calling me later that night, you know, and asking me, where are you? Who are you, you know, where you're supposed to be? And I said, no, I'm not. And he is just like, what the fuck? And got mad. And I said, I left you. I'm not there anymore. And I remember his voice cracking. And he didn't argue. He just said, no. Like it. And I said, I gotta go. And I hung up. And, you know, we got a divorce. And we talked a few times after that. And, yeah, I'm happy to say, though, that since then I've started my own business and I wear the clothes I want because he hated used clothing and thought it was disgusting. And I have friends that he wouldn't have approved of at all. And I'm here telling the story in front of all of you. And that's pretty fucking cool. Thanks for listening. Every day I'm walking on sunshine. Thank you. That's my first sad story I ever told.